Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today's Psalm 22, verses 25 through 31. So we'll finish up this psalm today. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord. He rules over all the nations. The rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to the people yet unborn, he has done it. When you walk with Jesus, no one can hold you down because no one can hold him down. David wrote Psalm 22 in the midst of a difficult stretch. The psalm is then used in the New Testament to describe the sufferings of Jesus. Now, as the psalm comes to an end, the suffering is over and Jesus rules over the nation. He cannot be held down. Eternal life belongs to all who seek the Lord. Now, as the psalm comes to an end, the suffering is over and Jesus rules over all the nations. He cannot be held down. Eternal life belongs to those who seek the Lord, the ruler of heaven and earth. All power and authority belong to him. People in future generations will be told of his great work and will serve him. People will broadcast all his righteous acts. One generation will tell the next, he has done it. Johnson Wambua is a pastor in the Mathari slums of Nairobi, Kenya, where 500,000 people live in shanties with no running water and raw sewage standing stagnant in the streets. During a visit, I heard him tell the 500 students gathered at an assembly at his school, "Don't walk out there with your shoulders slumped, shuffling your feet. Hold your heads high and march out of here proudly. You are children of the King." I challenge you to heed Reverend Wambua's exhortation. You are children of the King. Father, the enemy has been defeated, and we serve the King. May we live as those who know Jesus has done it. Victory is ours. Help us hold our heads high and march through life proudly as children of the King. In the King's name we pray. Amen.